Blog Talk Radio.
This is Astro Holly. This is Holly coming to you live from the area of Toronto, Canada. Today, the moon is in Cancer, and we're going to talk about that. What the heck does that mean? The moon is not a planet, but a satellite that does affect the Earth. It affects the water, affects the tides, it affects nature, and it affects us too, since we're almost 85% water. Give or take. Okay. So it can govern our emotions. It can pull and tug and add to our emotional sense of being. Cancer, the moon loves to be in Cancer because the ruler of the moon is the sign Cancer. And Cancer is all about nurturing and cuddling and motherly instincts and intuition, and how do we feel about certain situations. Interesting enough, I'm going to talk to you today about how you can have complete control over emotions, and emotions don't have to have control over you. And I'm going to give you some facts, some scientific documentation on how this behaviors that you may have can change. I'm also going to talk about the significance in emotions while dreaming or after a dream or when you wake up, okay? And, of course, as always, I want you to call in and get a reading, okay? I'm going to take a look at your moon and see how that might be affecting you. Any of you that are chiming in right now, I'm so sorry for last Monday. I'm trying to do my radio show on a regular basis. Just if you sign up or follow me, you'll get notification when I'm going to be doing one. I know I only signed up for this one about half an hour ago, so I didn't give you 45 minutes ago, so I didn't give you much of a chance. But if you're able to chime in now, call 646-716-9140, 646-716-9140, 646-716-9140, and I will do a reading for you. I'm going to talk about your moon, okay? Now, the moon is only going to be in Cancer for the rest of this day. It's already been, and the date today, if you're listening to it another time, is January 30th. So the moon is in each sign approximately 2 times a month, approximately 12 to almost 2 days. So approximately, no, I lie. The moon is in each sign approximately once a month, okay, every 2.5 days. So the moon's been in Cancer for about a day and a half, and it's going to move into Leo as of tomorrow. So depending on where you are on the globe, you're going to feel that shift from calm, serene, emotional, teary-eyed, want my blanket, my Haagen-Dazs, and really good movie kind of mood into more of a lively, vibrant, excitable, dramatic, accentuated, get up and go, maybe aggravated, fiery energy. And that's going to be for Wednesday, Thursday, and part of Friday. And then in the weekend, we've got the moon in Virgo. So a lot of you, whether you like it or not, right, if you like it, then you're really blending in with the Virgo energy. That means you're an earth or a water sign. And if you're kind of or you have a lot of earth and water in your chart, and if you're not comfortable this weekend with getting the job done, too much responsibility, too much reliability, oh, I got to pay attention to details, I'm not really in the mood for that, then you probably have a significant amount of planets in fire or air. Now, with that being said, let's talk about the study of emotions. So what are emotions? Now, I'm getting this from edu.pe.ca, and most people today believe that emotions work on a number of levels, but the common view is that that most emotions consist of three levels. The subjective feeling, so this is how we interpret what we are feeling at any time. These are interpersonal experiences, and it's our interpretation of what it feels like in a given situation. The expressive behavior is the second one, and this refers to an out sign that is a feeling or of an experience. Okay, and then there's a physical reaction that involves the body's changes which occur when we experience an emotion. So one of the emotions that a lot of people can relate to is called test anxiety. Now, test anxiety is if we're coming up to a situation where we feel like we may be judged, where we are going to be tested, and we have to perform in a certain manner. That can be anywhere from going to school and doing an exam, standing up and talking about a project, presenting, having a presentation in front of other people, going on a radio show, even approaching somebody where you have sort of scripted what you're going to say to them. And then there's anxiety around that. The anxiety really depends on what your past experience of tests have been. So in this life, if you had gone through different tests as a child or a young adult, and what you considered became a failure because you got overly anxious, really nervous, you didn't perform to your best of your ability, you practiced, you studied, and you froze when the time came, then your brain, when it comes to another situation in your life you have high expectations for the outcome, people have high expectations of your outcome, you will draw from experience, from your own experience, how the outcome is going to be. And that is a guess. That is a guess based on your past experience. And therefore, we develop emotions around that. And they may come in all different guises. It might be subjective, expressive, and physical. Sometimes we can get sweaty palms. We can actually have dilated eyes. Our head may drop down. We may make ourselves feel small. We can get butterflies in our stomach or sick to our stomach. In an expressive way, we can have a concerned look in our facial expressions, maybe have a frown on our face, and our feelings can be of fear, scared, panic, anxiety. All of that is because of a memory that your brain is pulling into this experience that really has nothing to do with the outcome of the current experience. Another example is, I have a great example, is when I hate getting blood taken, right? So I'm getting blood taken, and one time, a nurse missed. Now, years ago, and because I've been known to pass out when I was really young, I passed out when I was having a needle quite a few times, and I've hit my head, and I've hurt myself, and I've embarrassed myself, and I feel terrible after, and every time I get a needle, I'm afraid that that might happen. So, one time, this is really cool how your brain can control a fear. One time, I had a new student who was learning how to give blood. I know I say give, take blood. And it was a very long, drawn out, painful, uncomfortable process, which I tried to appear to be as in control as possible because I didn't want to make her nervous for two reasons. I didn't want her to screw up with me, and I wanted, you know, to help her have some confidence in this. Immediately, I went into the bathroom because I thought I was going to pass out when it was done, and I was fine. But that was my experience. Every time I went to get a needle, not every time, but most times, I would draw from that experience, and I would go, but you know what? Just about a year or so ago, I had another experience where the nurse missed my vein, and it hurt like freaking hell. I mean, oh my God, it hurt so bad. I screamed, she screamed, and needless to say, I didn't get my needleless, to say, no pun intended, I didn't get my blood taken. That memory has now taken over the original memory. The memory before that was me passing out in public at school in grade 8, right? So fear, see what I'm saying? My brain is choosing a new experience to create a fear in me. Now, how can we undo that? The reason I'm talking about this is because the moon is in Cancer, and it's all about emotions. And I know that everybody is being aroused, motivated to, in the last 2.5 days, including today, around emotions. You're either trying really hard to control them, you're trying really hard to express them, you are expressing them in a physical way, and therefore that's why I want to talk about emotions. So one of the things that we can do is tell our mind every time you have a fear that this memory is in the past, and it is not based on the current situation or the predictive outcome. Okay? Say that again. This emotion that I'm having in a certain situation is based on a memory and is nothing to do with the current situation or can be used as a predictive tool of the outcome of this situation. The more that you tell yourself, that's the magic, right? The more that you tell yourself that, the more that your brain will not pull, from the past. Okay. So when I look at somebody's chart and I see that their reaction, their expression, how they filter life through themselves is through emotions, which means they have a lot of Cancer. They have a lot of water in their chart. So they'll have a lot of Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, or they'll have a lot of planets in the fourth house, the eighth house, and the 12th house. Okay, that's what I look at to see the emotional behavioral patterns that they have. Again, I'm only going to be on for about 45 minutes today, so I only have half an hour left. If you want to call in 646-716-9140, then you can call in for a reading. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio so that when I do have a show, you can hopefully have the time to pop in and have a reading done. Now, if you're not a water sign and you're listening to me and you're going, this has nothing to do with me, you don't know that. If you filter a lot of your life experiences through feelings and emotions, then you may have a lot of water in your chart and you don't know it until you actually have a reading done astrologically. Speaking of which, you can get a hold of me through Astro Holly. Okay, so astroholly@mail.com, Astro Holly, Facebook. facebook.com/AstroHolly, blogtalkradio.com/AstroHolly, and if you're in the local area, the Tri-City area, then you can look me up at meetup.com/AstroHolly. So, the exercise that I want you to do. I want you to write a letter to yourself, giving yourself the comfort and the understanding and the caring and the nurturing in 5 situations in your life. So let's say you graduated college, you had a child or two, you overcame a terrible, challenging health situation, you had a divorce or a bad breakup, and you raised your children, okay? So in those 5 situations, you can say, congratulations on getting that degree in college. So proud of you. It must have been so difficult and challenging. And you pursued and you were persistent. I'm so proud of you. That's amazing. Good for you. You accomplished so much through all that emotional heartache, struggle, fear, challenge, success. I want you to do that with congratulations. You had a child. Oh my gosh, I must have been so emotional and wonderful and terrifying and scary and all at the same time, and nurturing yourself and nurturing this new human being that you don't even know what kind of personality. You did it. I'm so proud of you. It must have been so hard. It must have been difficult. It must have been exciting and exhilarating. And, you know, write this out, okay? A couple of sentences, 3 sentences for each one. Nurture yourself. The number one thing that we have control over, that we can do, is nurture ourselves. I'm just going to give you a little synopsis of each sign and how they emotionally handle life. And this is from tnaastrology.wordpress.com. So this is called, the title of this is The Emotional Essence of Astrology Signs. So Aries. The Aries approach to life is to be on the defensive, as there is always something or someone you must overcome. Their emotional sort of the way they filter life is that they're the warrior. Ideologically, that's based on faith in themselves. The Taurus, there's so much of Taurus love nature is built from an early experience. Cases is either has to do with a love, or the love of nature, the love of food, the love of art, the love of creating, the love of money, the love of materialistic things. And Tauruses are very emotionally involved in all of that, which emotionally helps create their self-worth. Geminis, their mind is actually stronger than their emotions, and the words that they speak to themselves will generate emotions, and the emotions is only the emotions from the words is basically just a byproduct of the words. So you can change your emotions, Gemini, by the words that you speak to yourselves and the words that you hear from others. Cancer is based on the moon, and Cancers can be moody and emotional, but they also cling to the early childhood experiences of safety and the early childhood experiences with their family. So whatever your early childhood experience is, cancer, or if you had a lot of cancer in your chart, whether it's nature or nurture, is very much tied into how you experience your adult life. So making that connection is key. Leo has an inner need to pull the sword out of the stone in every power situation that they find themselves. They're constantly seeking to prove themselves worthy. True worthiness must develop from feeling one is enough and living from that very simple concept. Virgo, a lot of their emotions are tied into duty and responsibility and perfectionism. And around that, there is a level of guilt. Guilt can be related as an emotion, but guilt is actually a misconception or an ideology that we can be perfect, that guilt can make a difference, that we do have duty and responsibility in every aspect of our life, and we don't. So, as a Virgo, realizing that not everything is perfect and that you cannot receive pride or happiness from other people by serving them, knowing that sometimes you'll be disappointed and that's okay. Libra is a sign that sits sort of halfway between the zodiac, and their early childhood experience with their father creates in Libra an intense desire to be either successful or sophisticated or extraordinary, Gales, right? Which means getting back at the father's incompetence, understanding the father's incompetence, and maybe that he was an ordinary person who struggled, especially how he handled mother and the emotional needs of the family. That's something to take a look at, your emotional needs around there, Libra. Scorpio is a sign of death, sex, and other people's money, sort of a life and death situation. So with Scorpio, their deep psychological need to understand the core of every situation, each person, can create suffering for them. Because we don't always understand why people do what they do. They also have to have an intense passion in their love affairs, and that can create upset and upheaval as well, too. Therefore, their emotions run very, very deep, and sometimes it's hard to figure out if a Scorpio has emotions at all because of how much they can control it. Sagittarius, in general, again, we are not just our sun signs. We do have to take a look at the rest of our chart, which is great if you have an astrology reading by myself at astroholly@mail.com or astroholly.com. Sorry, astroholly@mail.com, yeah, or astroholly.com is my website, and facebook.com/astroholly is my website. So Sagittarius needs to live by having faith, having a belief system, having a philosophy that is important to them. And they might have felt that they, in their childhood, that they wanted more attention from their father as well, too. And attention, they wanted it to be fun, and they wanted it to be light, and they wanted it to be amazing. This model is how they relate to life. They also want to be fun and intelligent and witty, sometimes sarcasm. The way that you can tell that a Sag is not a happy camper, that they're emotionally upset about something, is they'll be sarcastic. When they're sarcastic, you can go, of course, sarcasm can be ha 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 funny, but it also can be hurtful, and it usually stops people in their tracks. That, if you're close to a Sag, when they're like that, instead of it pushing your buttons, ask them what the heck is wrong, what happened to them today. For Capricorn, again, another controlled sign, they're ruled by the Saturn, which is the planet of father and lessons and disciplinarian, and so they seem very serious. But Capricorns are very ambitious. They have high expectations of themselves and sometimes of others. Make some really great bosses and really good managers in some cases. And emotionally, they can get upset when they overwork themselves. So they're just tired, you know, and that affects their emotions. And they don't have a sense of accomplishment in life. Aquarius is very much tied to the mother, and they wanted to feel that they were protected, that they protected by their mother, especially in conjunction with the father. And as they get older, males, is especially male Aquarians, but female as well too, they sometimes chase after unusual purposes, and they have a really deep understanding of the emotional depth of a society or of a group or of an organization or of world issues. And that's where their emotions, and especially the underdog people, maybe all of the autistic people in the world, or all of the single mothers, or all of the welfare, or animals, for instance. There's always this cause that they're emotionally tied to, that they feel like they want to be that one person who makes a difference in humanitarian. Their emotions, they can have an arm's length, Aquarians, and sometimes they may seem that they don't have emotions either, but they basically, they process through their emotions through their intellect. So they need a chance to think things through when they're upset. Pisces is about just knowing that things are not right or things are right. They have a deep emotional, instinctual understanding on a very compassionate level. And they're very, I mean, if you could just cry, and the Pisces could not even know what the heck you're crying about, and they'll start crying too. They're very emotional, they're very compassionate, they're very sympathetic, empathetic, and their emotions run very, very deep. So I want you to call in for a reading, and that is at 646-716-9140. And if you're just chiming in now, you're definitely going to want to listen to this radio show right from the beginning, because I'm talking about emotions and I'm talking about you, because the moon is in Cancer. Yep. And it's going to be like that for couple of days, and it's going to be like that for the rest of the day, and then tomorrow you're going to feel that shift move into playful fun. I don't really want to work. When's the weekend going to get here? Leo energy, and it's going to be there for most of Wednesday, Thursday, and part of Friday, and then things are going to get damn serious because it moves into Virgo, and that basically means that you're going to want to get some organizing done. There's some responsibility that you want to take care of. And if you're an earth sign or a water sign, you're going to be totally okay with that, because you like getting your hands dirty and organizing, maybe doing some early spring cleaning and get yourself ready, or take some work home, and you're going to love that. But if you're a fire sign or an earth air sign, it's not going to be fun at all. You're not going to like it at all. You're going to want to know, where was that playful energy that you had a couple of days ago? Now, talking about emotions and dreams, which I think is really cool, because I just had this great dream last night, and I woke up with a real feel good. I mean, it was like nothing that would actually happen in real life, but I just woke up feeling really fuzzy and warm and loving and caring and nurturing, and I felt cuddly and really good. So I hung on to that feeling as long as I could. And when you are interpreting your dreams, you want to look at the feeling. What kind of feeling do you have when you wake up? When I teach dreams to people, teach them how to interpret their dreams and how to find answers, while they sleep, which is one of my more popular courses, I tell them that you might not remember your dream. You're going to go to bed. You're going to ask a question before you go to bed. And you may not remember what that dream was. But you can wake up with a feeling. You can wake up with a thought. And you want to write that down. What is that feeling? What is that thought? Sometimes I won't remember my dream and I'll wake up with an answer. It's just like a dialogue, like a sentence goes through my head. And I'll use that answer in my life experience, whatever my situation is at the time. And it works. It really does. So the emotions are important throughout your dream. If you remember your dream, if you remember the storyline, then you want to ask, you want to write down, how did you feel? Were you scared? Were you frightened? I've had people tell me that in the dream, they had a frightening situation. But in the dream, they weren't scared at all. And they couldn't understand. They like, that happened to me in real life, I'd be pooping my pants. Right? And that's important, that possibly you're going through something emotional or scary or frightening, or you're predicting. That's what emotions are, guesses. Predicting that going to be scary, but it's not. And the dream is basically saying, you're going to survive this. You're going to be fine. It's not going to be as scary as you thought. Or it's not as scary as you thought. Or it doesn't have to be as scary as you thought. Right? That's basically what that means. If you wake up with a feeling but you don't remember your dream. You know, in my case, I woke up with a happy feeling, even though it was like a weird dream that would never happen. And therefore, I could make up anything I want. I decided to make up that my situation that I'm concerned about, that I went to sleep asking about, is going to be okay. It's going to be happy. It's going to end on a good note. With that being said, opening up my office drawer here, doesn't look like we're going to get any callers. Who knows? Got about 13 minutes left, and I want you to 12 minutes left, actually, and I want you to call in at 646-716-9140, 646-716-9140, and I want you to call in for a reading. I have my Facebook page, facebook.com/AstroHolly, and you can have an instant reading done from me. If I'm online, and if I'm not, I will get back to you very shortly. And my readings are very reasonable. Got a good deal going on for the onset of 2018. And we're looking at $30 for 30 minutes, $15 for 15 minutes, $20 for 20 minutes, $30 for 30 minutes. And all you have to do is message me. And then you send me the money through PayPal or e-transfer if you live in Canada. And then this goes on until April 1st. And I will text you or I will talk to you in person because Facebook, we can talk, right? And I will give you a reading. Any answer, any question that you have, I will have an answer to. Okay, so that's facebook.com/AstroHolly. Now, with the Leo energy, the moon in Leo energy coming up, there's a few things that you want to consider, that you want to take into account with the moon and energy of the Leo moon. And that's going to be, again, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay? Okay. Now, this information I'm getting from cafeastrology.com, one of my favorite places. So you're going to feel the movement. Okay. You're going to go from a feeling of tenderness and understanding and caring and cuddly and quiet and serene to exciting, crazy, fun, playful, childlike, dramatic sort of energy. And so the moon in Leo speaks to our inner child. It's a warm, generous, wholeheartedly loving position, but it has pride and it can keep us, it can make us petty. And it can also prevent us from opening up and revealing how we are truly feeling. Because there's this sense that we're on stage, that anybody can watch us, anybody's judging us, anybody can see us. And sometimes there's this need to be entertaining. And so we can sort of act like we're fine when we're not for the next 2.5 days. And you're also going to appreciate some drama in your lives for the next 2.5 days. And this is a time when you want to seek attention and you can get that attention. Now, do you want positive attention feedback or do you want to have negative attention feedback? That all depends on how much ego, pride you put into it and how much it's more self, more about you and not about the collective. This is a time when you can stand out for your special qualities. It's also a good time for romance, and it's a great time for any creative activity as well. The moon in Leo generally favors the following activities, all right? Creative activities, activities involving children, generous undertakings, undertakings with personal recognition is desired, and risk-taking. Also, I'm going to add family, being with family and friends and going on romantic date. Maybe I'll plan one for tomorrow night. So, that is the end of this show. Thank you for listening. And I hope to see you online the next time for a reading. Okay? Do the homework that I gave you. If you're just listening to the end of this, listen to the beginning of the show. I gave some really important homework. 5 questions, 5 situations that have accomplishments, of hurdles, of struggles that you've gone through in this lifetime. And then I want you to write a letter to yourselves, being proud of yourself, congratulating yourself of how emotional all those different situations were. And I want you to name those emotions: fear, accomplishment, success, afraid, sad, angry, happy, elated. All right? May the stars be with you, and may all your dreams come true. Namaste.